Crimea has overwhelmingly voted to leave Ukraine and rejoin the Russian Federation after the democratically elected Yanukovych government was overthrown in Kiev.
I feel wonderful. We're going home to Russia. We've been waiting for this moment for so long, and we'll solve any problems we might have together with our motherland, Russia.
For most ordinary Crimeans, this is a dream come true and a chance for a better life under Mother Russia. But a minority fears the worst and a possible return to Soviet-era persecution.
We aren't scared of ordinary Russian people. We know their language and culture and have been living with them for the last 20 years. It wasn't easy for us to adapt when we came back, but we did. But we are just scared of Putin and what he's trying to do.
Have they felt intimidated these last few weeks about expressing their views openly?
They broke off the answer and they've walked off because they feel that people are following them.
On this week's In Focus, we travel to Crimea to ask, was the independence referendum free and fair? Did it reflect the true desires of the people? And were the Western media stories of occupation, fear, and intimidation accurate? It's a week before the March 16th referendum on Crimean independence, and pro-Russian activists are gathering in Lenin Square, in the center of the Crimean capital, Simferopol. The square is constantly surrounded by pro-Russian defense forces, who won't talk to the media. But locals tell me that at least some of them are Russian soldiers.
Here in Simferopol, the capital of Crimea, most people that we speak to certainly don't feel as though they've just been invaded by Russia. Most of these people are ethnic Russians and speak Russian as a first language. And by and large, they've welcomed the Russian troops and the pro-Russian forces that we see patrolling the streets. They say they're protecting the local people, and they certainly aren't invaders.
The Americans are is trying to stir up trouble here. Where were the Americans in 1954 when Crimea was illegally given to the Ukraine? What's their problem? This is Russian land. It's none of their business. I'm really proud of Putin. He's really clever, and I hope he destroys America.
Everyone is really excited here about the referendum, and to be honest, it's a difficult choice. But before shouting, I'm for Russia, or I'm for Ukraine, I really hope people think about what they're doing before casting their votes.
Later, pro-Russian defense forces turn up, kitted up with shields and some carrying makeshift weapons. They pose for photographs for a while in a show of strength. But then they start marching straight towards an anti-Russian demonstration taking place nearby. Everyone is expecting trouble.
Things are getting quite tense now because there's a pro-Russian defense force marching straight towards a pro-Ukrainian demonstration just over there. And I don't know what's going to happen, but the potential for violence seems to be quite apparent now.
Russia! Russia! Russia!
I was wrong. I had expected a fight to kick off. Perhaps the Western media reports of fear and intimidation on the streets influenced my thinking. But the pro-Russians just kept on marching, and the pro-Ukrainians were allowed to continue their protest. A few minutes later, we caught up with the anti-Russian protesters outside a Ukrainian military base.
So So we're here at this Ukrainian military base in the center of Simferopol, and the soldiers behind me are actually Ukrainian soldiers. But they haven't been out of their own base, they're effectively prisoners in it since the Russian presence in Crimea started.
You can see that soldiers nowadays of Russia are on the streets with the guns and they blockade our Crimeans, and I think that if they're not occupants, I'm a clone.
We aren't prisoners here. The people are protecting us, as you can see. There have been no attempts to storm this base yet. We will never give up anyway. I really don't know why Russian troops are here. This is Ukrainian territory.
I came here because I'd like to support our Ukrainian forces and I'd like to support our Ukrainian people. We do not consider who we are, for example, on ethnic basis. Russian, Ukrainian, Crimean Tatars, Jews, Armenians, Chechens, and so on. All of us are Crimeans.
Towards the end of the protests, more pro-Russian demonstrators tried to crash the party. But this time, there were few in number. But despite the heated debates, I got the sense that violence wasn't on the agenda here in Crimea. And the people, despite their political differences, didn't hate each other enough to start some kind of civil war.
Eastern Ukraine is very Russian in its culture. Most people here are ethnic Russians and they speak Russian as a first language. And of course, one of the symbols of Russian culture in this part of the world is the Russian Orthodox Church. And the patriarch of that church is in Moscow.
For a foreigner, one of the first things that hits you in Crimea is how Russian the place feels. This is an area where Ukrainian is by and large not spoken and where the Russian Orthodox Church reigns supreme. Even the last Tsar of Russia, Nicholas II, and his family are portrayed as saints in the church iconography. Religion in Crimea, and indeed Ukraine, is pivotal and has been a major factor in shaping identity. The Ukrainian Orthodox Church gives allegiance to a patriarch in Kiev and has generally supported pro-Western politicians. On the other hand, the Russian Orthodox Church has done the opposite. But when I visited this Russian Orthodox Church in Simferopol, the priests were wary about talking of politics.
In the 1990s, not many people came to the church, but now the situation is good. All the age groups come here to pray. We don't even get involved in politics, but our patriarch has told us to hold a prayer ceremony every day at 11 a.m. to preach for peace in Crimea. It's not about politics, it's about spirituality. It's about teaching people about love and peace and dialogue and telling them it's better to avoid war.
I'm Russian Orthodox, so it's important for me to come here. A lot of people come, young and old people like me. We're all just praying for peace now. We don't want to see a repeat of the violence in Kiev on our streets. We don't want to see any blood spilled.
Crimea is a place with huge significance for the Russian psyche. It's historically been part of Russia for centuries and was given to Ukraine in the 1950s by former Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev for administrative reasons and allegedly when he was drunk. Urban legend or not, the fact is the people of Crimea had no say in suddenly becoming Ukrainian. Later, the Soviet Union saw the peninsula transformed into a summer holiday camp. Tens of thousands used to descend here to enjoy weeks of sun, sea, sport and leisure. And Russians have always felt a sense of loss after Crimea became part of another country. We visited the Crimean holiday resort of Yalta, known as the playground of the rich and famous, but also frequented by ordinary holidaymakers. Immediately, we stumbled across a pro-Russian concert, which is full of Soviet-era nostalgia. For the majority of people here, going back to Mother Russia is a dream come true.
I'm going to support Russia and the referendum. People here, even if they're not ethnically Russian, feel Russian in their mentality. Ukraine isn't a real country. It's just a country that has been stuck together, which has very different parts. Yalta is a tourist area, but Kiev never really funded it. But living standards are so much better in Russia, so people will come from there to here, and the situation will be better.
The government in Kiev has been taken over by fascists and terrorists. We don't need these people in Crimea. We just want to live in peace and friendship. Putin is a great leader and should send tanks in to crush anybody who tries to invade Crimea. The Muslim Tatars are against Russia, but they're only 10% of the population. And they've always lived as subjects of Russia after we took this land from the Turks. The Tatars only got their so-called independence after the Soviet Union fell. This is Russian land.